Well, on Tuesday evening, Mariah Carey presented her Christmas special at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And as always, it was highlighted by her song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Dancing elves accompanied her on stage. I understand it was charming. A true made-for-TV special like so many others this year. Well, like many of you, I grew up watching televised Christmas specials, didn't you? Shows that featured Bing Crosby and Barbara Streisand singing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas and Ave Maria. I always liked the way paper confetti fell gently on their shoulders as they sang, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. So I began trying to imagine how these holiday shows would stage Mary singing her song, The Magnificat. Imagine putting The Magnificat to music and putting Mary before the cameras. How would she come off? If I were a television producer, I think I would have at least three problems. First, our star, Mary, is quite young and inexperienced, what they call in showbiz, a showbiz virgin, if you will. And unlike Britney Spears, she is just not really accustomed to the limelight. How could we get young Mary to just relax in front of all those lights and cameras, and not to mention the international audience? Oh, our peasant girl from Galilee does not look at all like Taylor Swift. In fact, she looks like those street people always interviewed at Christmas, struggling to feed and house their children when there's still no room in the inn. Now, our second problem is rather more difficult indeed. It's the lyrics to her songs. Those words, oh my. Christmas songs are meant to be touching and comforting, a celebration of home and hearth. Couldn't she just sing, I'll be home for Christmas? Well, that would be lovely, but it does not seem to fit Mary very well. Bethlehem for her was more a barn for stranded travelers than a home. Truthfully, Mary sings a song that you will never hear on Christmas specials. Never. Her lyrics don't sound anything like Winter Wonderland or Jingle Bell Rock. Her lyrics, dare I say it, sound more like a protest song. Do we really want uncomfortable truths at Christmas? Honestly, at this time of the year, we all prefer eggnog. Now, as a television producer, I would be faced with a real dilemma. How can I get Mary to sing something other than the Magnificat? Perhaps we could have a close-up of Mary gazing lovingly into her infant's eyes. She could sing, let me think a minute. Oh, something like this. Tiny tots with her eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is sure to spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. Now, wouldn't that be darling? But let's be candid here. What do you do with these kinds of lyrics? Listen. God has scattered the proud and the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their throne and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. Oh, that would not work with our target audience. No. Couldn't we just bring in some reindeer and holly? You know, Mary and the child surrounded by snowmen and stockings and mistletoe. Perhaps Mary would consent to an instrumental version of her song. You know, a lot of French horns playing and drummer boys humming. But clearly, Mary's lyrics will not do for a Christmas special. You understand, don't you? Well, as a director, there's a third and final problem. Who would accompany Mary? All Christmas specials, you know, have dozens of backup singers, usually young children. They're decked out in furry coats and often on ice skates. It's a winter scene in the park, the sights and sounds of Christmas, Rockefeller Plaza ablaze with lights. So who can sing back up to Mary? Well, that's a problem. Perhaps we could just have the Rockettes in their cute little Santa costumes do their high kicking. Everyone loves their choreography. Or maybe we could just have some cooing turtle doves singing back up to Mary. Everybody likes singing birds. Okay, I know it's ridiculous, but let me state the obvious. I am, in fact, not a producer of television Christmas specials. I think you knew that already. I'm a preacher, and I'm called to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, there's something quite curious about this good news. It's neither sentimental nor maudlin. In fact, it's like a two-edged sword cutting into our hearts and calling us to attention this Christmas. Mary's lyrics are indeed good news, but only for those with ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to receive it. Furthermore, what is good news for some is bad news for others. Mary's song is good news for the poor and the humble and the needy, but it's bad news for the powerful, the rich, and the arrogant. What is good news for the lamb is bad news for the lion. The proud are scattered, the arrogant are brought low, the rich are sent away empty-handed. And friends, that is precisely why Mary's song never makes it to a Christmas TV special. So here's my question for all of us today. Can the church sing authentically with Mary? Will we sing back up to this poor peasant girl? Or let me put it differently. Is Mary's song on your playlist? Now, one of the most beloved members of University Presbyterian Church in Austin was another Mary, Mary Bob. And while serving that congregation as campus minister in the 1980s, I got to know Mary very well. She had served as a missionary for 20 years in the Republic of the Congo. The choir director at the mission school, her students called her Mama Hallelujah. Why? Because she directed the church choir every year at Christmas singing Handel's Messiah and the Hallelujah Chorus. And she was always singing everywhere she went, even when I knew her in Austin. And the students loved it. Well, years later, Mary went back to the Congo to visit the mission school and the hospital. The old schoolhouse was dilapidated and overcrowded, and really, the conditions were dire. But listen to her description of how the students coped. Quote, "One night, I heard singing. Beautiful harmony, not far away. So I took my flashlight and went down to the path to the director's house. The back porch was full of young people, about 40 or 50, all just singing, enjoying themselves so much. I really believe in those difficult circumstances, the music is what keeps these children going." And it is the music that keeps poor children going. A song of hope despite the present darkness. A song of light overcoming the despair. A song of love that overcomes the indifference. A song not unlike Mary's. Listen, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked upon the lowliness of his servant. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name." That's Mary's song, the song of Christmas, the birth of a child who will fill the hungry with good things and send the rich away empty-handed. Will we sing with Mary this song of glad tidings for the poor? Really, can we sing with Mary? I hope all of us this Christmas can sing with the angels, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." May it be so, and may that be our song. Amen.